This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Germany's center-left Social Democrats and outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right bloc are both laying claim to lead the country's next government. Projections from Sunday's voting, however, show that Merkel's party heading for its worst-ever result in a national election. A partial count shows the Social Democrats leading with 25.7% of the vote against 24.6% for the Union bloc. The outcome appears to put Europe's biggest economy on course for lengthy haggling to form a new government. Well, Merkel stays on as a caretaker until a successor is sworn in. A three-party governing coalition with the Environmental Greens and the business-friendly Free Democrats would provide the likeliest route to power for both leading candidates. The Taliban won a seat at the United Nations in international recognition of their rule over Afghanistan. The group has asked to speak this Monday at the UN General Assembly as Afghanistan's representatives. The UN can withhold or bestow formal acknowledgement of the Taliban and uses crucial leverage to exact assurances on human rights and other issues. This is where the power of the 75-year-old body still holds. The UN can also deploy the weight of its vast aid and development programs to show just how crucial its underfunded agencies are in providing stability and security. South Korea on Sunday urged North Korea to restore dormant communication hotlines as a day after the North reopened an offer or repeated an offer to open conditional talks. The North might be seeking to extract concessions about 2 weeks after it raised tensions by carrying out its first missile test in 6 months. North Korea has twice reached out to South Korea, saying